Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Wednesday evening for the Grudge Talk Power Hour with me, your host, Tony Rayford. As usual, you know, I got to talk about the sponsors first, you know, and we'll get into some other things, okay? First off, we want to get a shout out to Christine Racing, Mr. Richard Spann, out of Haines City, Florida, for making this all possible, being very supportive, and you know, trying to stand up for every, you know, the Grudge guys, all you Grudge guys out there that, you know, looking for information or drama or gossip or whatever it is you might be looking for. That's Christine Racing, Mr. Richard Spann out of Haines City, Florida. And, of course, you know, we got Florida Diesel Repair. Their phone number is 813-248-8377. That's 813-248-8377 out of Tampa, Florida. Address is 1602 South 50th Street. They can take care of all your diesel needs, tractor trailers, generators, pickup trucks, whatever it is, in the diesel field. And last but not least, Mr. S.A.J. Racing Engines, Stanley Albritton Jr. You know, Stanley's name's come up quite a few times over on a few shows within the last week here. And he's a jack of all trades when it comes to this racing, Grudge Racing, or whatever kind of racing you might do. So if you got anything in the works, anything you need help with, anything you're looking for, you know, we got Baldy Race coming up in 2 weeks, y'all. You know, a lot of y'all trying to get ready. So if you got something that you might need immediate help with, you know, give him a call. It's SAJ Racing Engines, Mr. Stanley Albritton Jr. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, I was supposed to have a hot seat guest tonight, and he's under the weather. You know, I was going to surprise y'all with this hot seat guest because there's been a lot of stuff circulating around him, you know, and was going to just give him a chance to come on here and, you know, clear up whatever misunderstandings people might have of him. But, you know, we're not going to have him on here tonight. So, What I am going to do is I'm going to give you guys a chance to get off your chest whatever you want to get off your chest. Anything you might have a problem with, anybody you want to call out, or anything you want to bring up, you know. And by the way, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. If you celebrate it, you know, I know everybody don't, but tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And we're going to eat good and relax with our families and you know, have a good old time. Oh, and by the way, the Orlando's having their night of fire. It started yesterday, I think, and it's going to go all the way through this weekend. So there'll be plenty of racing to go see even after you get full at Thanksgiving. It'll be time for you to go to the track and check some things out. And Lakeland is having their import challenge this weekend. I think it starts tomorrow till Sunday, so, or might be Friday to Sunday. It starts from Friday to Sunday. So you can go out to either one of those places and, you know, see some cars, talk to some people, network, whatever it is you do when you go to the track. But anyway, back to what I was talking about, I said I was going to give you guys a chance to get off your chest, you know, bring up whatever you want to bring up, something you want to talk about, you know, because I had a hot seat guest planned. You know, he called out at the last minute, so, you know, we have to deal with what we have to deal with. And I'm sure some of you guys got some stuff that y'all want to talk about, so, or some people that you might want to race. As I said earlier, Baldy's race coming up in 2 weeks, you know. A lot of y'all trying to get ready. A lot of y'all are ready. You know, we got some people looking. I want to know who's looking for who. That's what I want to know. I want to know who is looking for you who. So if anybody got anything they want to announce or bring up, go ahead and hit the one button. Because I'm not going to talk all night. But if y'all bring something to the table, we'll work it out. We'll figure out what we need to figure out. We'll work it out. So, you know, anybody out there, y'all want to, ain't nobody got nothing they want to bring up? I know y'all do, because I hear y'all all week. I hear y'all all week long talking about stuff. So, you know, don't get shy now, you know. Go ahead, hit the one button. Matter of fact, I got an idea. I need to get somebody in here. Hey, it'd be nice if I could get somebody to hit that one button and give me a break for a second so I can get somebody on the phone. You know, that'd be cool, you know. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I had the phone muted. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you can hear me? I can hear you.
You can hear me? I can hear you.
Hey, well, who we got? Who we talking
well,
to?
Well, we got the preacher man here wanting to give you what they call the break of the break.
Oh, and okay, that, okay, preacher man. Preacher man, I ain't heard your voice in a while, man. I'm glad you called in. How you doing?
Yeah, well, I listen to you every week, so, you know, sometimes
I
sit back and stay quiet. But what I wanted to do with the racing community, and I can name the top dogs of South Florida, down there in Miami, I can name them all, for them over on the East Coast, West Coast, all over. But I just want to give a shout out, tell everybody I want them to have a happy Thanksgiving. And get ready for Orlando. And I just want everybody to know that don't take none of this junk going on personally, because if you don't know what's going on in the world right now, read the Bible. It'll tell you everything that's happening. So, you know, you gotta get your house in order, is all I can say. Get your house in order, that's yourself and your family. Be thankful that we got this holidays coming up, and God give us another day, you know, to breathe and hey man, I'm a stone cold racer in heart. I love it. I've been around. Man, we used to take our bicycles when I was 6 years old and act like we was at the drag strip on a dirt road up in Alabama, and the boy would drop his hands and we would take off, boy. And we try to do wheelies and everything. But that, you know, that's because my daddy had them super sports. My uncle had them super sports. And my other uncle had an old Falcon. He was in the Ford, old 67 Falcons and stuff, you know, them two doors. And they would eat them streets up, them old dirt roads. And that'd be a paved road. And we had the drag strip. And, man, hey, you know, racing is it's in my blood, you know. But I just want everybody to know that don't take all this stuff personal. Just make it, you know, enjoy it, man. Enjoy it, because life is short. And I also want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and I appreciate your show, man. And I listen to it all the time, and eventually one day we're going to support everything. You know what I mean? You mute my mic. That's the deal. Did I mute myself?
Okay. No, I'm sorry, preacher man. I told you I needed, you came on and you spoke, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you doing that, and I had to just get somebody on the line here real quick, and, you know, and so we didn't have no dead air. I just wanted somebody to talk for a minute, and you came on and you did a good job, and, you know, if you listen every week, you know, you might need to stay on, because I might have to use you in the future. But I got a couple more hands up. Let me get them real quick. 813-9979. Who we got there? Who's that?
What's going on? What's going on, T. Smitty?
Hey, what's up, Smitty? How you doing, man? You got anything? What you want to get off your chest? You got something you want to get off your chest?
Not necessarily, just want to do something about, see who's got cars coming out, what they're building, what they're doing for next year.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know, hey, you know, and some of the guys, you know, some of these guys, they'll tell you about it. You know, if you got a few of these guys, it won't tell you nothing. But, you know, for the ones, those of you that might want to let somebody know they coming, you know, y'all always welcome. Y'all can always use this stage right here to get prepared to go in the battle with whoever it is you might be looking for. But I appreciate that comment right there, Smitty. Let me open up Richard real quick. Richard, your mic is open, man. Richard. Richard, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Now,
oh, okay.
I was calling when
when
you needed a break. I was just going to give you a break, but you probably didn't see my hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you what happened. Three people hit one button at one time. So, hey, I appreciate y'all being supportive because I just had to make a quick phone call. I'm just trying to give people a chance to say what they need to say or get something off their chest. We coming up on the end of the year. You got guys dodging guys, and you know it's all kind of stuff going on out there. But I'm just trying to since my hot seat guest didn't come on. You know, I'm just trying to I'm throwing it from the hip today. So. But yeah, you can go ahead and either mute your mic. I'm gonna leave you open, Richard, and Preacher Man and Smitty, y'all still open also. So if y'all need to talk, you can go ahead and talk, but mute your mic if you ain't talking. And okay, let me open up this other mic. Marco, that's your number. I know that's your number. I ain't got to call it out. What's going on, Marco?
Man, I ain't giving you a break for shit.
I got oil pressure, motherfucker. What you want to do? You talking about dodging. You talking about people dodging. I ain't giving you a break, man. Get the hell out of here. I got oil pressure.
Hey,
what you want to do?
Well, you going to be at Baldy Race then, right?
Oh, you know this?
All I need you to do is keep oil pressure to then. That's all I need for you to do. And I got a present for you. Christmas going to come early for you this year.
Oh,
but hey,
okay.
But Marco, I just spoke real quick about the Night of Fire this weekend at Orlando. You want to run that down real quick?
No, not really. Night of Fire. You just said it. It's tonight. Exactly.
Yeah,
right
I did.
Now. Seven.
I did, but you know we might.
We might want to hear your
good talking version of it.
I want to hear my greasy ass talk. Man, it's $25. Everybody complains about, you know what I'm saying? It's 20. You got
you fade it out. You fade not. Marco, you fade not.
You got me?
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
I'm driving. I'm sorry. Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's only $25 and you get a free tech card if you go in tonight. Free tech card. You get $25 to go in. And you get a free tech card. You get to watch. You get to test and tune with the jet cars. And see a good show.
See, I didn't put that out there. See, I missed that little piece of information right now.
Look at you're failing. I'm going to have to go over there and take over the air.
Yeah, you're going to have to come over here and do that. Let me grab this mic real quick. 786-5443, 786-5443. Who is that? Oh, who we got there? Huh?
This Backyard Boogie, man.
Backyard Boogie. Why I know that? What car you got? Oh, okay. Charles. What's going on, Charles? Hey, Charles. I know you got something you want to get off your chest.
I'll tell you the truth, you know. They've been crying with that cone truck, you feel me? Like, they drawed on me at the track when I was at Palm Beach. But transmission got broke. So, you feel me? To keep it 100, I said, all right, when I fix the transmission, I'm going to give them a call. They big. They want to take time to break and all this other stuff. I ain't giving up nothing. So, to suit them, I'm going to sit down. Next year, I'm going to sit how they sit, and I'm going to call their head. That's what it's going to be. Small tire, regular truck, just like them.
Uh-oh. And now, who you talking about? Cole? Curtis. What's his name? Curtis? I think that's his name. You talking about the Cone, the little gold S10 truck, right?
Yeah. Kurt.
Okay. Kurt, yeah. Okay, Dan. Hey, so you saying next year, you said you try to race them. And, you know, I heard part of that conversation. And they beg and they want the back tie and all of that. So you finna go out your way and make your truck look just like them to race?
I'm going to say just like them to race.
What? Hey, somebody need to get Joe Lewis on the line because I don't believe what I'm hearing. I know Joe better than that. I know Joe again. Somebody need to get Joe on the line. That don't make no sense, right? That don't make no sense.
They ain't got big. When they saw me at the track, they was all down my throat. My transmission started leaking. They was all down my throat, you know? Hey.
Well,
we all grown men.
Yeah.
Go ahead, y'all. I'm not up to say everybody ain't got a dog in this fight, but Joe Carr run pretty good. And before I make this change up, I might try him for this year.
If he make it right with his car, talking about Bigfoot.
If he make it right with his car.
Somebody please call Joe. Somebody out there. Hey, Richie, call Joe. Somebody call Joe. Get Joe over here. So Joe, Charger came over here. He got me thinking Joe scared or something. I don't know what's going on with that. But that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's the end of the year. Whether you've been running, we got the last big grudge race coming up of the year. In 2 weeks. So if you ain't got your stuff together or you got your eye on somebody, you know, y'all better come on out here and let it be known or try to get lock them in or something. Hey, man, we ain't with that gay shit, man. Keep that gay shit over there.
I'm on your car. I'm on you, your car. Off the train. I'm going to keep talking shit all day. I got oil pressure now.
Hey, 954. Hold up. Let me open up this other mic. 954-3739.
What's up, Tony?
What you got over there?
You said get Kirk on the phone, right?
Yeah, Kirk or Joe
Kirk.
Or somebody.
Kirk. Yeah, what's that?
Hey, what this Kirk?
The one with the cone truck.
Oh, he on the phone. Charles, talk to him, Charles.
Yo. Hello?
Who that, Charles?
Yeah. Listen, it ain't make no sense for y'all to drone me at the track. And then y'all start begging. Like, grown men don't do that. You feel me? If you set up the pee like me, you got to do what we got to do. You feel me? It don't make no sense. You feel me? If you got big enough balls to talk it, then walk it.
Hey, Tom.
You open, Richard.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I got good ears.
When we walked up to you, you know, we were just trying to get a test pass race because you had a big block and big tire. We asked for the hit, right? But, you know, everybody, being truthful, kill all the game. Everybody try to start high so you can go down a little bit. I know I need the back tire. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the back tie. All right.
Well, I'm gonna be a man, right?
I'm a man too, man.
All right, no, you're a man because you've been honest. I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna step down. I'm gonna come to your level. You feel me? January 1st. You find me any day in January, you can get it. I'm gonna sit just like you can get it. January 1st, you can get it. Any day I
okay.
Can take my number down. You want it right now?
No, you and Joe be talking. I listen to y'all on Facebook.
All right, I'm just letting you know. You contracted, buddy. I want it.
Hey, so what you saying? You coming down to 29 small block?
Yes, sir.
Same truck?
same truck you saw.
Yeah. I can't wait. Why you gonna mess the combination up?
Huh?
Why you gonna mess the combination up? He's running pretty good.
I ain't messing up nothing, man. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I don't do this like I do it for TV. I do this for bread and wheat. If I can't do it, I can't
do
it.
Hey. All right, but I can't get the back tie before you do that?
No. I can't stand to give you nothing.
You can't care
you
to give me
good.
This?
You
hey,
look good.
You know,
I've been watching you for a while, man.
You a big low partner, huh?
Huh?
You a big low partner?
We grew up together.
Yeah, Big Low don't like to give nothing. I figured he was behind y'all.
Oh. No, nah, he ain't behind me,
though.
Though
man.
He ain't behind me, though. We're a two-man team over here, just me and one more person. That's all we got, baby.
Yeah, but a back tie ain't nothing.
I can't get that up. I can't stand that. I can't stand that. Hey, you'll be my first. You'll be my first race with that truck. So why would I give you the back tie?
Oh, you ain't had no race with it?
I ain't never raced that truck. I just built that truck. Never raced that truck.
Hey, so you coming?
So you should
Baldry?
Feel good. You should feel good. I might take it
Baldry.
Finish my trailer. I'll make it.
Huh?
If I finish my trailer, I'll make it.
Hey, guys, hold on a second. I got I've been waiting on a phone call, and we're going to get back to that, because that right there, what y'all talking about right there, that's like the base of what I was thinking on. I just wanted somebody to come up with it first. But let me open up this mic. 239-0757. 239-0757. Who is that?
It's Gary.
Gary. Hey, what's up, Gary? What's going on?
What's up, Charles?
What's up, Gary?
Okay.
Same way.
Hey,
what's
hey,
going
you know, like,
on, man?
Yeah, that's me.
Damn, you gonna
what,
make me famous with you, huh?
Hey, who I'm talking to?
It's Big Gear.
Oh.
Well, I hear Gary, then I hear another voice. Who the other voice is? I don't know who that is.
Calm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Out there on 29 right now.
Okay. Hey, now, I would kind of think about that. Hey, guys, we got a little bit of mic round noise, so if y'all ain't talking, mute your mic. Mute your mic. Okay. You know, we got a lot of people, you know, that's trying to race. You know, nobody really knows exactly what somebody else have all the time, you know, but
yeah.
We got people that try to race. And, for instance, you know, we got two trucks, you know, and I ain't picking on y'all, but I'm using y'all as an example because this been floating around a little bit. But I ain't picking on y'all, but if y'all got two trucks, two of the same trucks, you know, one might have a big block, the other one might have a small block, one might have a bigger tire than the other tire or stuff like that. But they both of them go down the track. I don't see why y'all can't race.
Hey. Hello?
Five people don't race mini bikes. Mini bikes don't race motorcycles unless you make the race right. That's
Hello?
Why everybody
okay.
You see Tony Wright and all of them, they giving up back tie, brakes and all that, one and one.
Man, but okay,
right.
Okay.
I'm going to ask for a back tie from a big tie, big block. I'm going to ask for a back tie, just a small
and
amount.
That's your right. But somewhere in there, I don't see why y'all can't meet in the middle. Go ahead, Charles.
Okay, my question is this. Now, we don't have to be geniuses to know this. You could take a small block and you could put out 800 horsepower. You could take a big block and put out 800 horsepower. The small block will kill the big block because the small block is already 200 pounds lighter. Period. Point blank. So you got to think about it realistically. If you got a big block and you only put out 600 horsepower, why the hell would you give a small block something? Don't know what he put out and he's lighter than you. You get what I'm saying? Come on, think about it realistically. Now, I was born that night but not last night. You get what I'm saying? Ain't nobody crazy, man.
So you don't think you can catch him?
I don't think I can stand to give it up.
Huh?
I don't think I can stand to give it up.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Chuck.
I said, well, you know, you started
this conversation with Joe after me and Maine was down there, right? We kind of both going back and forth. You are going to be in No Guts, No Glory, right?
When that is? That's in, what, December, right?
December 11th, 12th, and
13th. Yeah, I should be there.
Hey, I tried you head up, but I can't try you for a large amount of money.
That's all I got.
Now we talking. Now we talking. Now we talking. Now we talking. That's what I'm talking.
All right.
That's Cone. You gonna take a gamble. You gonna gamble right there.
Right, we'll go from between 5 and 7.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Nah.
Hold on, y'all. Let me get Chuck G real quick. Hey, Chuck, your mic open.
Yeah, I woke my ass up. Now I like this shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, that's how you lock the race in. Even though we ain't technically it ain't locked yet, but that we on the road to them. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel like honestly, I don't mean to cut you off, you know, your show, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I feel like honestly like Tony and Chuck G, I feel like y'all should do a pickup truck shootout because it's a lot of trucks and everybody thinks they got the baddest truck. You get what I'm saying? There's only one way to find out. You feel me? You put everybody in the bull ring, you let it go.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
There you go.
It's quite a few of them out there. You know,
but
quite a few of them right around here.
But most of the trucks are
I tell you what. Hey, I don't know who just said that, but somebody got some background. You know, Chuck, I don't know if that's you somebody else, but I got a few of y'all
local.
That's Kenneth. What's your last
Kenneth.
Phone? I'm looking. What's your last
Kenneth.
Phone? Your
phone on mute.
Okay, yeah, put your phone on mute, Kenneth. Thank you. But Charles, that is a very good statement you just made. But I tell you what. Let's ask Richard. Hey, Richard, you mic open. Richard, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Rich, hey, so did you hear what Charles just said about the trucks?
Yeah, I heard what he said.
What do you think about that?
I have no problem doing that, but are they gonna complain if Fat Five Guys get in it?
Charles?
Hey, hold on. I can answer the question for me. I don't care about no fastback gas. You feel me? To be honest with you, a truck is a truck.
Uh-oh.
Anything can happen. You can blow the tires off. Anything can happen, man.
Anything can happen. There you go. Anything can happen.
You talk. These boys just went up to Georgia and they race. The blue truck. That blue truck is fast as shit. And guess what?
Yep.
You blew the tires off. You get what I'm saying? It ain't all about the fast. It's all about consistency. That's what makes it.
Getting down the track.
Win a race.
But
consistency. Right.
No, they ain't. I didn't say it should be a race. I was just asking a question. You do hear a lot.
I answered it for me. I'm saying for me.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, that's two. And see, that the reason I say I asked Richard because, you know, Richard do the SmackDown race, and that's something that he could look at it in the future if that's what y'all
that's right.
Want. Hey, but Charles, I just got a text say they want some of that truck. Fast by Gas want some of that truck. I don't know. He might be working. I don't know. I don't know how y'all gonna set that up. But the person who just texted me that hit the one button. Or get them on, and maybe we can line something up. But
hey, Fastback Guy is gonna be the last person because everybody's scared to run him, so he's gonna be the last person on that list.
Hey, we gotta see who got the baddest S10 in Florida.
Wait, if it's in
nobody else gonna run you.
But if it's in a shootout, what difference do it make? Yeah,
so,
no,
yeah,
in the shootout.
Yeah, shootout.
I'll run
yeah.
him in the shootout.
Yeah.
I'll run
we
him
talking
in the
about
shootout.
Bowling rigs,
I'll run him in the shootout.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's he just correct. Okay. Correction. They just corrected me. It wasn't you, Charles. It was Kong. I believe they talking about Kong because y'all are the only two with trucks on there that's talking. But
if it ain't in the shootout, Fast by Gas got to give me a break.
No, he say in the shootout. They said the text say in the shootout they want some of y'all. So, and situation
well,
like that.
That ain't just Kong. He want the pot.
Yeah. he got to go through a couple other people, huh?
I feel like
that pickup truck shoot ought to be a good thing, honestly. Like myself, I know at least about a good six people that got trucks that'll be willing to take the try. You get what I'm saying? And I just feel like it's a good idea. That's just my idea, you know, not saying it because I got a truck. Before I even had a truck, I was thinking that, like, you know, everybody focused on G-body, right? But there are actually more trucks than it is G-bodies. They just don't bring them out. You get what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing to bring them out. A lot of these guys will bring their trucks out, but they just like, man, ain't nobody going to run me because I got a truck. You feel me? Some of them G-bodies don't care nothing about no truck. But, you know, just people just cry about it. So a lot of people, I've been talking to a lot of people, and that's all I hear. Like, you know, man, nobody throw truck shootouts. If it is, it's way in Georgia. You feel me? We got to go all the way to Georgia, you know? Like, that's a trip. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I just feel like if somebody down here locally do it, I think that it'll be a good turnout, from my opinion.
Well, you know it will, Charles, because, you know, you got a little buddy. You got a little buddy also. They want it bad. Who else we got? What's up with Junkyard Johnny and Roadrunner?
Yeah, all those guys will come out. All those guys, they'll come
hey,
out. All them guys
will
come out.
Yeah, so we got another it's head coming out at Baldy Race. Mm-hmm. But it's two chests and all fiberglass body. But he just he ain't got no real big, you know, pro mod motor nothing though.
S10?
Yeah, Anthony Dixon out of Sanford.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he looked like a pro mod, but he ain't got no pro mod body, so he's gonna be in our class as far as speed.
So is he trying to lock somebody in for Barley Race?
No, he got to put the motor in and get it painted. He gonna make it though.
Okay, so he probably gonna he wait until you get on the premises to try to find some action. Is that what he's saying?
Well, no, I was just bringing him up as far as the S10 shootout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I don't
well,
want
you
nobody
know,
to
not...
be scared of him because he looked like a pro mod because he ain't got no pro mod motor.
It got a big tire on it.
Yeah.
Or it got a 28 or a 29.
Got a big time.
It's all two chassis. Okay.
Yeah, it's all two chassis.
I think the only thing that specifies, you know, like when you do the truck shootout, that you probably got to be specific with. Is tire size and willy balls, because that's the only thing people cry about. Oh, you got a big tire. Oh, you got willy balls. Like, those are the only things people really cry about. You get what I'm saying? Because you could take a street S10, and you can run down the numbers with it. You get what I'm saying? With no willy balls, no nothing. I mean, I think that's the only thing that people are probably crying about.
Charles, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's a lot of noise, so I don't know which one of y'all is. I'm going to have to mute y'all in a minute. But I don't want to mute y'all so y'all can talk about this. But and also, Smoke, your mic is open. You can talk when you get ready. I ain't got to announce you. Go ahead, Charles. You say what you continue.
No, I was just saying, like, I think that's the only thing that people really cry about. You know, oh, you got a big tire. Oh, you got willy balls. You feel me? But at the end of the day, guess what? They race cars. I just feel like this in life. Like, when you go to the store, to buy a 29.10.5, right next to the 29.10.5 is 33x50. You feel me? That's just how I feel. Like, what's the difference? You know, when you go to the store and you buy you some small blocks, some 245, you buy some 245 AFR, some 245, any kind of head, Ron Portner, whatever. You know, you buy you some exclusive head, you could go right next door, and you could buy you some 330s and some 360. You know, I just feel like that's people buy what they want to buy because that's what they want. You get what I'm saying? I just feel like if a person is too far out of your class, you just respect them. Nah, I can't mess with you. That's it.
That's
well, I tell you
opinion.
What.
Hey,
that's
tell
you
talking
what.
Talk.
Hey, Charles,
yeah.
See you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We never did complete our little thing. I think it's just a proposition through Tony. We could lock in 100 on our little small 500 bet for Saturday around 6, 7 o'clock, whatever, fine with you.
Okay, well, I'll let Tony know. I just got to see if I can finish my trailer this weekend because I got a 30-foot enclosed, and I'm trying to work on my trailer. So if I get my trailer finished, I ain't got no problem with giving them that $100. I actually get all the money. I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, we,
I'm an honest person.
I mean, it'll be a verbal one because you're way down there and I'm way down here. But a little $100 on a little 500.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tony, you can call me. I'll call Richard. Richard, I'm in them.
Yeah,
okay. That sounds like a plan now. Y'all got me hyped. I like this.
You feel me?
Well, see, that's how you get it. Go ahead, Charles. I don't want to cut nobody off. I want y'all
to get it off your
chest.
Go ahead. No, I'm saying, like, that's just how I am. Like, everybody know me, man. Like, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I had a fast-ass street truck. I had a fast-ass street car. You feel me? Then I fell into a Monte Carlo, a G-body, and we've been having a lot of problems with it. And everybody felt like, oh, yeah, it's kicks and bobos, you know. So guess what I did? I sat down and I went and built the truck. I went back to what I know. I went and built the truck, and that's how I actually built that truck. You feel me? And I'm like, you know, whatever happens, happens. I love the race. You feel me? The money, it ain't really nothing. I ain't rich, you feel me? But I go to work every day, but I bet it. Ain't nothing wrong with betting that money.
Hey, Charles. You know when you said Monte Carlo G-body, I bet Tony eyes got big, but yeah, because I know your eyes got
Hey, hey, my antenna went up. The antenna went up. It did. Hold on, let me open Smoke back up. I don't know why he getting keep driving. Hey, Smoke, can you hear me, Smoke?
Yo, yeah.
I didn't know Smoke
okay,
was on the line.
Smoke got VIP. When he come on, I just open him up.
Well, I ain't got no
what
VIP.
Up,
I ain't did nothing. What's going on?
What's on, Smoke? What's up, Smoke? Smoking guns. What's up?
Hey.
Sit down, man.
Hey, but Smoke, did you hear the conversation? Guys, I don't know who got the airplane sound like or something. You know, so y'all got it. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Did you hear the conversation between Charles and Kurt just a minute ago?
I don't know, nobody don't care about Kurt, man. Kurt dodging a bullet, man. I'm going to knock Kurt's ass next week when I catch his ass.
Wait a minute, wait. Ain't you locked in with that truck, too?
Negative.
Oh, you know what happened when we came to Lakeland? My tire was bad, man. I ain't got money like that. But the next morning, I went and put some tires on, and I ran in Orlando Sunday against that street approval guy, Billy Gump.
Yeah.
And I just had bad tires over there. It would have went down there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know my tire was bad. They started fish telling in West Palm the night before when we ran that guy Tank. But I didn't know they were bad. I thought it was weight or something other. But I ain't thought any Smoke. Only reason I ain't got on you yet because of Joe. Joe say, hold up. I hear you and Joe be talking. I be like looking at you. I don't say nothing, but I be watching on Facebook. When Joe releases me, I'm gonna be all over you, man. I'm gonna be all over you, Smoke. You know,
you know
I'm coming at
you.
They already
panicking. They panicked all the night when they was in Lake.
Joe holding the panic button.
I had a bad time, man. I ain't supposed to go with them a minute like that. You see me blow out.
You lucky I didn't come to Lakeland. Orlando the next day. You know how to knock the hell out of fuck y'all up in good fashion, man.
I sure wish you came over there.
I wish I would have too.
They coming, man. Hey, like I said, I be looking at the Facebook and I heard Joe tell you, Orlando.
That's what
it is.
We can do it Friday. If you feel Friday, we can do it Friday straight out of the goddamn trailer when I get there.
You know the reason Joe be doing the talking for me? Because I ain't me and Charles, you know, $500. Me and my boy can get that much up. But if you're trying to get money ready, you and when Joe pulled it.
Hey,
Did I try to run y'all for any amount of money with any one of them, bro?
Did y'all try to what?
I didn't try to run y'all for the stupid amount of money.
I got to get my money back, Smoke, because I still got a video where I turned that light on, and we gave you the money back.
No. Hold on. Your man crossed the line now, even though he wrecked, I didn't take no money now. I didn't take no money. Let's get that straight. Didn't I give y'all money back, though?
Everybody got their own money back. But what I'm trying to say is I got a video where I turned the light on.
And I got a video saying he crossed the line.
You do?
Yeah. We tried to show Ezell the video that night.
No, y'all ain't trying to show me nothing.
I didn't try to show y'all nothing.
Richard. Tony Rayford and Ricky Stan. Well, they go by the track. They go by that light, don't they?
No. You better learn how to cross the line.
When they cross the line,
bro,
you lose, man. Cut that out, man.
Wait a minute. What the light for, though?
If you cross the line, you go past the light still gonna come on.
You cross the center line.
If you cross that line, they gonna put red up, man.
No, they don't. They gonna keep it regular.
Hey, man. They'll keep it regular. Y'all got to look at what y'all had on the racetrack. That man did 8 goddamn spin arounds down there.
That man ain't doing no spin around. That man hit the wall on the same side of the track he was on.
Man, okay. I'm gonna call Hans. It don't make no difference. Get that guy there. It don't make no difference. Get that fucking Kong together and get it ready. And don't be talking about you got bad tires.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with Kong. Kong's sitting back way.
It's
another reason they ain't ran you neither. Because they say if I beat you, you ain't going to run them. And they want you better than I do.
Who?
You know who I'm talking about.
Who is that?
You know who I'm talking about. He say, leave him alone until he run me.
Hold on. Wait a minute. When you in Palm Beach with Kong, and what was this car?
Urala. It was at home.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Okay. When you in Lakeland with Kong, what was his car? At home. When I decide to stay home, he want to come out and play. Now, come on, man. God damn. I can't chase nobody that don't want to race.
Hey, Kong.
I'll take that one. He'll be in Orlando, though.
Hey, Cone, that day you was at Palm Beach, the dude with the red truck told me he'll run you, too.
Man, I was stalking him with the red truck, dog.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. Now,
I did him worse than I did Charles, man. I stood over there looking at him, and I wanted something with Charles' red truck. I didn't want nothing. I was scared of Charles. You know, it was an if, maybe. But that red truck, man, I go to Palm Beach tonight, right now. If he get on his phone and say come,
hey, dude, hold on, y'all, hold on,
hold on a second, y'all.
Hey, guys, wait a minute. Let me get Bigfoot in here. 476588. Go ahead, Joe. You on?
Yeah,
y'all, y'all go ahead, y'all.
Man, Joe, let that button go, man.
Joe say he gonna let it go. Joe talk.
Hey,
to
listen.
Him.
Hey, you better watch how you talk to Joe.
Buddy. Hey, y'all, with that contract, if I get buddy with the red truck, the run y'all Friday night when y'all get that shit to Palm Beach.
What red truck?
The red truck.
Little buddy.
Yeah, little buddy.
Yeah, but see them all big block truck though, right? Y'all want big block to just run a small block head up, I guess, right?
We'll let you have a conversation. Now, you go ahead. We just had a conversation.
I don't think I'm saying nothing wrong there. Somebody scrape me if I'm wrong.
No, you ain't saying nothing wrong.
Okay, you're jigging on a small block, you think you're bagging the man against the wall.
Only thing you saying wrong is
Now, that's a big block truck. When before you got on the phone, your buddy was over there saying, I was chasing that motherfucker around the truck. I ain't give a fuck about
hey,
that.
Hey,
so somebody
man
like
say, Joe got that button, man. I told you Joe got that button.
Hey,
man.
You, I told you got that button.
Hey, man, hold on. Who the hell
is
that? It sounds like I hear Terrence on the goddamn phone.
Nah, I didn't hear no Terrence. This ain't no goddamn Terrence.
Hey, 305-6088. Your mic's open. Who is that?
It's Chris. Big Chris, Tony.
Big Chris, what's going on, Chris? They just talking. They just talking. I know you're listening. You got something you want to say. You got something you want to get off your chest.
No.
I can feel it.
I hear all this truck talk, man. Charles, I see Charles trying to get him some action. I ain't going to interfere with that.
What?
I like Charles. Whoever Charles Reason, I like him too. So if y'all want to bump that part from a little more than that 500, I'm down to get down with Charles. And
Charles, make it work. Hey, Charles stays on the back tire. I guarantee him a race. All we want is the back tire,
Charles.
Hey, what truck
looking for the back tire?
What truck looking
for the back tire? Who looking for the back tire?
Cone.
Hey, Joe.
Ain't that some small block truck?
Yeah.
Y'all know that yellow gangster down here sleeping. Y'all want to wake him up?
Wake him up.
We didn't holler that way, so that must mean we didn't want that problem.
Oh,
we didn't holler that way.
Block, you know that small block pressure down there, that yellow gangster sleeping, all we got to do is the phone call to wake him up quick.
We'll wear that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just wanted to put it out there, Tony. I might go back on mute now.
Okay. Well, while you going on mute, let me get this other mic real quick. 706-9465. 706-9465. Who we got there?
Okay.
Just said, brother.
Say
better known as
what's going on?
Better known as Goldie.
Hey guys, somebody. Hey y'all, mute your mics if you ain't talking, please. Say it, better known as Goldie.
You talking about Goldie with the Goldie Malibu?
What?
That's me.
Hey, he got a race
okay.
Lot Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Uh-oh. I'm looking for another race, though.
Who you looking for?
Specifically, excuse me?
No, go ahead. You go ahead. You got it, Flo.
I got a few kinfolk down in Lauderdale, Pompano. And if one of y'all cats down there, anybody on the mic that know, I think they call it Whip.
y'all know him?
Somebody been sending me some messages about Whip don't give a ham sandwich about Goldie. And I kept telling my cousin, as soon as I get her out of the Chester jailhouse, I will be calling. So I want to send out
hey,
an
hey,
ATV
somebody got
Whip,
back.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
You know who Whip is?
No, I don't. I don't know
okay,
who that is. Tell me who that is.
Chuck G, you know who Whip is, right? That's that car they call Hannibal.
Yeah, the Mustang.
Hannibal.
With the bombs.
Oh, okay. Well, can somebody get him? He got to say, they just, said just put an APB out on. Can somebody get him on the phone? Because I don't know his phone number. I don't know.
I believe y'all might be
that's
able to reach Eddie in regards to that car.
Eddie Cross,
yeah,
drive that car.
Who?
Yeah, Eddie's
who
driver. Y'all might be able to. Eddie, Machete
Eddie,
Eddie with the Regal.
Yeah, with the Regal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Eddie do drive it. Let me see. Hey, y'all go ahead and talk. Let me see if I get him.
Yeah, I'm like I said, for the last, I know, 7-8 months, all my kinfolk been calling me, talking about Whip. Say he don't give a crap about Goldie. Well, Goldie's out of the shop, and Goldie's in heat.
Hey, Joe, you still there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, Joe still here?
Y'all got anybody else down there like the race on 29 side, T5, Big Low, and Bushank and Baldy?
Who want to race them?
Well, I don't know. We're going to check out Jigaboo and see what happened with Jigaboo. I'll find out.
If he can get in contact with Whip, ask him, do he want to do something? Go there out of the chassis shop and she want to do something. All I ask is, if he on 29.10.5, we can date. He can have 900 cubic inches. I don't care.
Gotcha. Hey, what that was you said about Boots Tank, though?
I said, them are the only cats I know down there that don't mind coming out to Georgia and other places and race. Other than that, I don't know nothing about nobody. Those Strawberries boys, I know they like to race back.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know who the hell is a Whip. Somebody, he don't care, let's dance. If he's sitting on a 29-inch tie, y'all tell him, call me and lock something in and meet me in Orlando.
Hey, y'all, see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get him on the phone, but I've called a couple of people, but I know who the car is now, but I don't know the guy. So
yeah.
Y'all mean to tell me y'all let this man come on here and shut it down? Come on. Hey, somebody got to get
from?
That man
Where
on
you from,
the phone, man.
Carolina?
Georgia boy.
Georgia. Okay.
Big Chris on the phone. What Chris you talking about?
No, Sanders. I seen Tony Bynes come in on your race out there, man. You must be hauling ass.
Man, I ain't racing a year and 13 months.
Well, I seen Tony Bynes come in on your race you got set up.
So
I already put you in a different plan.
Tony Bynes,
you need to call Tony Bynes and Tony Wright and
Tony Bynes is a has-been that still want to be. He's a nothing. Nobody don't give a shit about Tony. All he want to do is, if he ain't in the limelight, he gonna try and crush something. Fuck Tony. And tell him I said it. He already know that, too, though. If he ain't in the limelight, he gonna crush everything that go on, because he want to have the damn show. Fuck Tony.
I don't know. I just read now on Facebook. He didn't want the race to go.
And number eight, that's why. Because he can't get that regular pro mod he got down the track.
Well, I'm a little guy, but I'll be out there to watch the race Sunday, though.
So what that?
I said, I'm a little guy, but I'll be out there to watch the race Sunday, so good luck.
Okay, I appreciate that, man. You don't like that bipolar, do you?
I don't know bipolar. I'm going to come and shake your hand so you can know who you're talking to.
Okay, come on, shake my hand, man. I like meeting new people.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, 7-8.
Go ahead, say what you're going to say there. Y'all ain't got no other guys down there besides T5, who love the race, Big Low, Bushank, and Baldy.
We got two more, but let me confirm.
Bushank ain't
raised
no money yet. Don't call his name.
Don't call who name?
Bushank, he a turtle. He ain't raised nobody.
That's all right. He going to be all right. Just hold on.
He's still in the laboratory. He's going to stay there for a while.
Hey, Big Ken, hold on, y'all. 786-7287. Who is that? Hello? Can you hear me? Your mic is open. 786-7287. Okay, well, I'm out to mute you, man, because you ain't saying nothing. I'm out to mute you. 239-0757.
239-0757. Hey,
Charles.
Who
was
that?
Yeah. I
got Jigga on the line.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh, shit. What's up?
Charles, you still here?
Yeah, they say somebody done called my name and all that. What's up, man? I want to hear it.
Jigaboo, what's up? It's Chuck G.
I know who it is.
Actually, it's a call on the phone, right?
I'll talk to you what happened.
It's a call on the phone they call Goldie.
You feel me? He say nobody down here in South Florida don't rape.
Okay.
So, you feel me? Somebody called you.
Yeah, oh yeah. We'll be ready in January, you know. We wanna run whoever at Palm Beach, 7:30 time, be in the lanes. We just wanna run. That's what it is. It'll be in January.
We trying to do something in Orlando, bro.
Nah, I told my man my own situation with my car.
Hey,
it
got to
be ran
race,
at Palm
though.
Beach for certain
race,
reasons.
Though, but like he got to run at Palm Beach. You feel me? But he'll race.
And it's worth the drive.
It's just like yours. You feel me?
Yeah.
Money ain't no issue.
Yeah,
so,
guaranteed lock in, man. We run at Palm Beach, and that's what it is. If they want to race, because our situation, we can't move. That's the only thing.
I see.
Okay, Jigga, hold on.
I can't set for January, though.
Hold on. 786-7287, I just opened you up. Who is that right there?
This is Lil Buddy.
Oh, Lil Buddy. Why you ain't say nothing
the
first time I opened you up? They calling your name
I was getting a bad signal. I heard you, but I was getting a bad signal. I had to move, then I just hit you back up. Yeah. Call he talking, but he don't wanna run. We said we was gonna run in Orlando and I'm gonna drag him. You told me to take the Willie bars off and I'm gonna take the Willie bars off.
Them niggas was crying. Oh, that nigga just was crying. He was on here. He was having a baby, man. He was crying tears and shit, man.
I know he was crying tears because it's raining all over here, and I'm stepping in nothing but puddle of water because he keep crying.
Oh, Lord. They were just calling his name like it was.
We going to run in Orlando. When the minute I see him in Orlando, Saturday, we going to run. Rain, sleep, shine, or snow. I'm going to take the Willie bars off, and I'm going to give him the business.
Well, I'm just throwing this out there. You know, I don't know if you, little buddy, I don't know if you just going to run a truck. Well, it's a man on the line from Georgia say y'all don't race down there. He was looking for somebody to lock in for Baldy race. With a G body, he got a G body. As far as I know, I know it's a Malibu, I believe what it is.
That's a nice looking body too, bro. God damn.
Yeah,
that paint
nice
y'all look good, go. God damn.
Appreciate it, man.
Well,
hey,
I was just throwing
no,
that out there. You know, I mean,
hey,
I ain't
hey,
saying you
hey,
gotta
no,
lock nobody in.
Yeah, I hear you. If my truck working in Orlando, we going to run. I'm going out there to run my truck. And I'm going to represent the 305.
Uh-oh. Sid, what was you trying to say? Somebody was trying to say something.
I
wonder why. How you fit? How you
fit? I got an S10. It got a big block in it. 29 tie.
Oh, yeah? No, I got a G-body on 29, too.
If I get to Orlando with my truck working right, we will line up.
Hey, Goldie.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Hey, this Jigga. You think
What's
you can
up,
make
man?
Something happen in January, man?
Man, don't make me tell a lie, man. I can't say will I be able to make it. We may have to make it down there in January because I got a lot of stuff going on, but I know I ain't planning on making Baldy race.
Okay. Well, man, listen, man, from me to you, I like your car, man. I always watch your car race, respect your car. If, man, you can come down here and you can, I guarantee a lock in with you, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You feel me? I just want to race all the top cars, all the top G-bodies down here.
Okay. Okay, what? How you sitting, man?
I'm sitting on 29.
What kind of car
Malibu.
You
got?
Malibu.
It's a black. Yeah, 29.
Okay. They call you Jigga.
Jigga.
I might be able to oblige that. I got to check with my crew chief and see what his schedule and my driver's schedule is like. That's why I can't say, yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah.
So what's that date again?
It'll be in January. That's when our track open back up, because we're going to be closed for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so well, by January,
hey,
I'll be – go ahead.
Okay, I've been saying tell Tony to keep my number and
get
give me a
you.
Call when it get close.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I got you.
Jigga,
go ahead.
Listen, Tony, you think you can make that happen in January with me and Sid, like keeping in communication with both of us so that way we can go ahead and get it down?
Well, we're going to make it happen.
Definitely.
Don't worry about
most
it. We're going to make
it
happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey,
y'all
yeah. Jigga.
Just keeping
Jigga,
in touch with both of us.
I need your phone number.
Well, I'll give it to
number,
you, man.
You're going to have to text it to me. You know, you could text it to me right now. You
okay.
Know, everybody know my phone number is 813-217-2804.
Okay.
Just text it to me because I was trying to call you today, but I didn't have your number.
Yeah. And Palm Beach
yeah,
is
so,
a real good track, man. I like that track, man. We used to race on backyard tracks, but Palm Beach is a real good professional track. I like Palm Beach.
Yeah, I've
been
there
before.
Nice track.
Oh, you have been out before, Goldie?
Yeah, I've been there for a couple of times.
Okay.
Well, fellas, this like I said earlier, if y'all wasn't known, you know, we had my hot seat guest. He didn't he biked out at the last minute. So, you know, we open this up for everybody to get off your chest, whatever you need to get off your chest. I don't care who is, if it's with me, let me know. But if it's something you need to get off your chest,
Charles Hood started it off.
But go ahead, Jigga, go ahead.
I want to say this, man. We all love racing. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like everybody waiting for everybody at the right time. You know what I'm saying? If your shit out there running, man, go to A to B, man, and put down, man. That's what it is. Like, these cars should be really getting out there and doing what they're supposed to be doing.
You got a point.
There shouldn't be no reason why we don't have no racing. You know what I'm saying? I try to bring it with different cars that we got in our camp, but, you know, you can't please everybody, and it's so hard to, when you start trying to run everybody, it's like, it's just you against however, like Tony Bond, what they go through. You feel me? If anybody follow BLR, a lot of cars want to run big boy toys, you know what I mean? So that's just what it is. But there's other people
in
other groups.
A lot of cars want to run what now?
A lot of different camps, they want to run us, big boy toys. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay.
So it was like we was running against different people, you know, in Florida. And that's how we really kind of got on the map. But, I mean, we got a lot of good, I mean, race teams down here too, you know. But a lot of people don't know about them, you know what I mean? Because we had the bottom.
That's right.
But it's
a lot of
crafty, like a Nauseous, that guy Smart, you know. You got Chris, DTB. SBR camp, DNL, you got some real good crafty people down here, including BBT. We got, you know, I'm the tactician, and we got a good driver. So we were good.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to say this right here. And, you know, I ain't talking about nobody, you know, because I live right here too. But I think the reason why a lot of people don't know is because a lot of people in Florida don't travel that far. And you know, we all have our reasons why we don't,
right.
Why we can't. But I think that's why a lot of people really don't know about a lot of the cars that's here, because like my man just came on and he named like four cars, but those are guys that they, you know, they always gone every other weekend. But at the
go ahead. I'm gonna tell you this: like, if you see the type of weather we got down here right now, going into the wintertime and everything up north gonna be cold. I mean, it's the perfect time to get to know these guys down here because our tracks be open. You know what I mean? They ain't freezed out or nothing like that. So I just want to throw that out there too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the tracks here. You know, I don't think I think the tracks here. I'm not sure about West Palm, but I know Orlando and Lake. Yeah, they race. They gonna race. They racing all the way to the middle of December, right before Christmas. And then they gonna start back up second week of January. So, you know, it's like we might get a couple of weeks where we ain't no trikes open, but the rest of that time the trikes are always open. But like I was saying, that's why I believe a lot of people don't know of these guys. And now that we got social media and Periscope and YouTube and everything, that puts a lot of people out there that you might not have known about. You know what I'm saying? And people could see it that way. So that's I don't think it's a situation where we don't race. I think it's a situation where we got a lot of new people and that don't really know. Like y'all heard me earlier talking to Charles and Kurt with the Kong truck. You know, one truck got a big block, one got a small block. One got a big tire, one got a small tire. But still ain't no reason why they can't race. Well, they came to a mutual agreement, and it wasn't a lock-in, but it was an agreement on the way to a lock-in. So, you know, we might see that race. Real quick, let me open up this mic. 954-9882. Go ahead. Who we got? Who is that? 954-9882. Who we got there? Hey, come on, fellas. Y'all got to help me out, man, when I be opening y'all up, because y'all don't say nothing. But I'm going to have to mute you, 954-9882. But, yeah, you know, within this last 8 months, you know, Florida been doing real good.
Yeah.
As far as trying to, you know, get things going. And Chuck G, Florida's number one videographer, you know, you've been putting out some good movies, you know, bringing a lot of light and attention to certain people. So, you know, all of that helps, you know, and I appreciate you calling in here and shaking the table, because you damn sure called in and shook the motherfucking table, man. He made everybody be quiet. You know, that kind of pissed me off a little bit. But, you know,
it's
what it is.
Hello?
That's
a good thing, because you know what? That means that man ready. So it ain't nothing to it but to do it. And that's the type of shit that I'm talking about. You feel me? Yep.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can talk. We hear you.
I'm taking my big truck back. This is it. Y'all be careful when you call me out, because I'm going to bring my big cousin down there with me now.
Hey, you good? Just bring that Malibu, man. Two Malibus, man. That's what I want to see. I want to see two Malibus going down. That's all I want to see.
I said, y'all be careful now, because if y'all beat me up, my big cousin gonna be behind me now.
All right, ain't no pressure. As long as he's sitting, all right, okay?
Okay.
As long as he's sitting like us.
Sitting on 29s, he got a black Malibu.
Oh. That's okay.
And they call him Candy Crusher.
I love that car. You can bring them too. But we may not have enough time for all that. But if we got time, we'll run them.
We're going to let you know. We're going to give you a whole when you let us know, we're going to sit down that same day and say, okay, we going or we ain't going. We both get just alike.
Yeah, well, I like Candy Crusher. Yeah. Bring him. He got a G-body too, boy.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you something, man. Hold up. No disrespect, but now, me and Candy Crusher, I ain't gonna say we travel a lot, cause I'll be lying. But we go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We going out of town to race. We ain't coming out there for no lot of get lip fighting all that. We want to race.
And guess what? That's what that lock in for. That's what that's for. Western Union, whatever you gotta do, that's what it is.
You know,
that's what that lock in for.
And we ain't trying to buy no race, so we
No. We just want
to
race.
They like to get it down. No, let's have a little gentleman bet now, because you know, it's hard up here, man. I have to pick up beer cans on the weekend just to make ends meet.
Hey,
we'll still do that hit on Candy Crusher Hood. We
when he stage in, y'all better back up. Candy Crush gone, boy.
I already know. I know all them calls. Candy Crush, all of them. I study all of them. They some nice calls. Yeah.
Hey, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to stop you all from talking. I'm just opening up the mic. Y'all got the flow. I'm just opening up the mics and try to keep this thing going.
We just gotta find a little mama, get a little mama going. Damn. Lord, that man.
See that turd on the porch.
Okay, 954-9882. Can you hear me? I don't know who that is. Y'all need to help that person. I don't know who that is. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Chuck. Go ahead. Chuck G, somebody just went in the house. Somebody in your house, Chuck. Hey.
There ain't nobody in my house. I'm walking in the Chuck G.
I'm walking in the Chuck G.
Ain't nobody in my house.
No, somebody got some background noise. Yo, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure a few of y'all know this guy with that, what the kind of Mustang that is? Whip. Tell him to be careful when he calls out, because I race. Hannibal. Y'all tell him to be careful when you call out them Georgia boys, because we're going to come see you now.
Oh. But I tried to call him. I'm going to try to call him one more time. I tried to call his driver. I'm going to try to call him one more time.
You try to call Eddie up? You can't get Eddie?
Yeah, I couldn't. He didn't answer the phone. So I'm going to try. Y'all go ahead. Go ahead. Talk for a minute, Chuck.
Well, I'm walking into Chuck E. Cheese right now, yo.
Nah. Who birthday it is?
I got a grandbaby birthday, so.
Okay. Yeah, Chuck, man, you do a lot for the sport, man. We were just talking about that a few days ago. And we definitely going to need some CDs from you and whatever you
man,
do.
Yo, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to turn it up, man. We got to do something, so. I'm
going
to try my best to put my part in. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
We recognize it. Jigaboo, see everybody, Chuck G Entertainment, man.
Hey, guys. Hey, I had to leave for a minute, but I'm back. I got my boy Machete Eddie, the driver of the Hannibal car, the car that Sid was talking about. Eddie, Sid is he has that Goldie Malibu, and he got word that Wilk wanted to do something with him at Baldy's race, so that's why we was trying to get in touch with you. So if you can, go ahead and address that situation for me.
Yeah, we're waiting on our transmission to get back. Once we have all that back in the car and shit, we're gonna wait till like the week of the race to lock in to make sure that, you know, we have everything.
I know you got a Mustang, man. Y'all sitting on 29s or?
Yeah, we're on 29s right now.
Right now, you plan on changing them or something?
No, we just have two sets of rims.
Okay. So, you know, you 29, 10.5, no wheelie bar?
Yep.
Okay. That's all I require. Now, you can have 900 cubic inches. I like to try some.
We have 903.
Yeah, that'll work. I'll try that.
Well, when, all right, so let's get the car running, and then we'll talk.
All right. Well, I sure hope y'all are ready by Paulie.
Yeah, that's the plan. All right, so our transmission's at the transmission shop, and there's like 20 transmissions there right now, all trying to go for next weekend.
I know it's a long way, but if you took that thing to Atlanta, you'll have it back the same day.
All right. Well, like I said, the week of Baldy's race, well, you know, we can start trying to lock shit in, but until it's running, I can't do nothing.
That's right. I understand. Ain't no problem.
All right.
I just say, been getting some messages, and I'd like to answer the call.
All right. like I said, you know, we're going to Baldy's Ray. It's a grudge, so. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Somebody got some background noise. Please mute it if you ain't talking. Right now, it's just Machete Eddie and Sid talking. So y'all mute your mic if you ain't talking, please.
Yeah, he said we're going to Orlando to grudge race stuff. When we get everything all set together, we'll, you know, we can then talk about locking in.
Okay. Y'all make all sure right. y'all give me a call if you get it right.
All right, for sure. We'll hit you up.
I want to race.
There you go. That's how we looking at it. So.
All
block cars? Y'all got any small block cars out there? 28s?
No, not in all the camp. We all big blocks, 29s.
Okay. Yeah, cause I got my Regal. My Regal's running right now. That's a small block on 28s, so.
Though. On the small block, I know raising hell is Lil Tony. somebody tell him Joe right here.
What?
Lil Tony with his Mustang up there. I said on the small block I know that's raising hell is Lil Tony up out. I think he out of Chicago, Detroit, somewhere up there.
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah, no, I think we're trying to race on the SEAL Team 6 guys with my car.
Oh, okay. Well, if you do that, can I get in the car?
Yeah, Bad Storm wants a rematch. He could get it too.
I don't deal with them fellas.
Well, sure. Let me get back to work over here. I'll holler at y'all. All
right.
Okay, Eddie. I appreciate you, man. Thanks.
All right, Tony.
All right. Hey guys, I got another mic. I got to open up real quick, and we'll continue. 561-8793. 561-8793. Who is that? 561-8793. See, I don't know why y'all keep doing this to me. I keep opening. I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, I'm gonna mute that mic. Okay. Say it. Was that good? Was that satisfactory enough for you? Say it.
Oh yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure you know we met your need as far as trying to get taken care of, what you know, a little lock in and everything. The race is 2 weeks out. You know, we got 2 weeks, you know, before Baldy race. So you got a lot of people scurrying and trying to get stuff situated, you know, and some people will lock in and they ain't got oil pressure, and some people won't. But you know, I guess it's a gamble. It's all a gamble.
I just got a test shop. I ain't testing my car, so I mean, if I don't hurt it when I shake it down, I'll be there with bail on. I'm probably gonna. Shake it down one day.
Hello?
Week.
Did you? Oh, you fell off. Yeah, you fell off. I don't know. You must be up in the woods. You must be deep up in the woods up in.
I'm deep in the country, buddy.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man, I'm going to be looking for you at Baldy Racer. You know, I want to see, I think we're going to have I think this is going to probably be the biggest one yet. But, you know, they ain't getting no smaller. I can tell you that.
No. Well, Tony, man, come holler at me, man. Introduce yourself so I know who I'm talking to sometime.
Yeah, I'm going to come find you. I'm going to come find you. I done seen the car 100 times. I just never met you, but I'm going to come find you. I'm definitely going to do that. But, Chuck G, you still on here? Chuck? Okay. Charles, you know, I
Chuck,
still got
Chuck.
A bunch of mics open.
Hey, Chuck left, man. This Jigga.
Jigga, okay. Jigga, did you
yeah,
ain't
yeah.
text me your number yet?
Oh, I'll text it to you right now. You ain't saying nothing. I got your number.
Yeah, make sure you text me your number.
Okay.
But, you know, Jigga, I appreciate y'all guys coming on here and doing your thing. You know, we actually still got time left, but if y'all ain't got nothing to talk about or nothing y'all want to get off y'all chest, that's what this is. That's what we're doing today since my hot seat guest, he fell off. You know, he called
off
at the last minute. So, but if y'all want to talk about some stuff, we'll address it because there's a lot of craziness going on in the grudge world right now. I just didn't want to taint, you know, the rest of this week with it because, you know, we got a big race coming up, a lot of people getting ready. So I'm concentrating on trying to get y'all some action and, you know, for y'all to get action. So, but if y'all want to talk about this stuff, you know, we here. Let's open it up. You know, it's up to y'all, though. But if not, then, you know, we probably going to have a show that's 30 minutes shorter than it normally is. So.
Right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead. I gotta get out of here because you know I'm getting Thanksgiving ready, and man, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. So that's what it is.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll see you the number.
All right. Okay. Send it to me, Jigger.
All right, guys.
I'm gonna go ahead and end this show. I want to say everybody have a safe Thanksgiving. You know how the roads are. There's speed traps everywhere, DUI stops, all that, you know. Just drive safe. Don't eat too much and have a safe Thanksgiving. And I see all y'all back here next Wednesday at 6:00. And we're going to continue these lock-ins for Barley Race on the Rush Talk Power Hour. So with that being said, I'll see y'all next week.